Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Football season, it's over, Tony. You going to miss it?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. What are you talking about? We're 6 days away from the Seattle Dragons and the D.C. Defenders. XFL fans in the building.
If you brought a big wheelbarrow full of cash and put it in front of my house,
you wouldn't go see it? Did you go see the app?
Because the how do I know the app versus the XFL?
The XFL only has to last about 37 minutes to beat the app at this point.
You're not watching.
Am I?
No, you're not.
Okay. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Patrick Mahomes is a Super Bowl MVP. Andy Reid wants to win another one, and Jimmy Garoppolo disappears down the stretch. But we begin today with a terrific Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs came from 10 down in the fourth quarter and scored 21 unanswered, just like they did against Houston and Tennessee in previous playoff games. Wilbon, I stayed up. I watched every play of this game.
Whoa!
Did the Chiefs win it or did the 49ers lose it?
First, upset alert. Was that on the big board in Vegas? How many plays can Kornheiser stay awake for?
Halfway through the third quarter was the over. I went way over.
What did you ask me?
Did the Chiefs win it or did the 49ers blow it?
The Chiefs won the game. The Chiefs won the game. Look, you wonder how many times can they get behind and do this? And this time I thought, all right, the 49ers are the best defense in the NFL or damn near the best defense in the NFL.
Yes, definitely.
And so you got to be careful. You know, you look at the clock and you're into the fourth quarter. No, they won the game, Tony, because defensively they had to finally come up with a couple of stops against the 49ers. And offensively, Mahomes, he got himself together. No, Kansas City won the game.
So you surprised me a little bit because last year when the Rams lost, you couldn't wait to sink your teeth into Sean McVay, a boy genius.
Well, it was all the slurpers.
Well, now you got Kyle Shanahan, another boy genius, and his record coaching in the Super Bowls is awful in the fourth quarter. He was the offensive coordinator at Atlanta when they got no points and the Patriots caught him and passed
him.
And then counting last night, he's been outscored in the fourth quarter of two Super Bowls while coaching 46-0, and that's terrible. I agree with you that Kansas City won this game. I told you, I always thought San Francisco was the better team, but they didn't have the magic guy in Mahomes. And I thought they played well enough to win, and there's a questionable call to talk about. The Damian Williams touchdown, you don't even think he was in.
I don't think he was in.
So if that's taken
then
back,
you got to figure out whether you're going to go for it on fourth down
you kick,
or tie to kick the tie
of
the game.
And then it's 20-20.
It changes it, or it at least potentially changes
yes.
it.
Yes,
yeah, I'm with you on all that. There's another thing, too. There's some criticism already, I hear, of Kyle Shanahan. Because he went away from the game playing, he threw it too much. Well, they still played power football. These were play-action passes. They were shorter passes. He wasn't taking a shot all the time.
He didn't call timeout at the end of the first half.
No, and they could have run the ball a little more.
You saw Johnny Lynch.
Largely stayed true.
John Lynch, you saw him.
Was trying to call
it. Yeah.
But I thought they largely stayed true to what they do, and they got beat.
Kansas City won this game.
Yeah.
They did.
I think so.
San Francisco, they should not be ashamed.
But you know what?
They played well enough.
Gave up 31. They gave up 31 with that defense. Great defenses don't like giving up that much. All the people who had Patrick Mahomes in Canton already must have been just a wee bit nervous into the fourth quarter when the Chiefs were down 10 and Mahomes was skipping passes and sailing them and throwing behind receivers. But then he started to play like the face of the NFL, which is what Troy Aikman called him in Lifetime. Mahomes wound up being the MVP, and nobody's future is brighter than his. Tony, do you agree with Mahomes winning the MVP, and do you agree with Troy Aikman?
This is going to take some context to answer, because Patrick Mahomes, as you said, he threw behind guys. He didn't hit him in stride at all.
He didn't.
He did not have a great game. All right? What have I told you the last 8 to 10 weeks? That you can have Lamar Jackson, you can have Deshaun Watson, give me Mahomes. Well, this wasn't the hill that I would like to fight on with Mahomes in this particular
game. He had a running back, which helped him out a lot.
Does he deserve the MVP?
17 carries, 100 plus yards.
You could give it to the running back, Damian Williams.
Damian Williams.
But you could also give it to Mahomes. You know why? Because his hands are on the wheel in the fourth quarter when they score all those points. Yeah. Is he the face of the NFL?
Not yet.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's an MVP.
Not yet.
He's got a Super Bowl. You're going to have to tell me if he isn't, who is? You've got to win the Super Bowl
Tom Brady is still in your mind. But look, the baton, it's in the process. It's like they're making the turn at the Olympics with the 400.
And
he's
got to
hand it off.
Yeah.
But, and so it's being shared. It's moving by the middle of next season. If Mahomes comes out and has the kind of season we often see from teams that ended up great and they go 11-0 or something like that, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Brady to Mahomes. In terms of the MVP, you know what, Tony? You know what a running back doesn't give you unless you're Emmitt Smith or Walter Payton? They don't give you calm. And Patrick Mahomes, despite not playing worth a damn for three quarters, was calm.
Yeah,
the poise never left. It was always being exhibited. So I think I would still give him the MVP. I think I would.
If I'm selling the face of the league right now, if I'm in charge of the marketing, I know you hate marketers.
I do.
He's young. He's completely accomplished. He has already won a Super Bowl at, if not the youngest age, right there with Tom Brady winning that. His dad was a major league athlete. He is multiracial. He's got a very interesting voice, and he presents himself well, and there's no particular controversy. Who's better to sell to the American public right now than Patrick Mahomes? Seriously. He's it.
No,
he's
that's it. Why when Aikman said that, I just found myself going, yeah, probably so, or will soon be.
Andy Reid waited a long time to win a Super Bowl. This is his 21st season as a head coach. This was his 222nd win. He'd only been to the Super Bowl once before. He's sixth all-time in wins, and the five guys ahead of him have 22 championships. So after the game, Reid said, quote, you get one, you want to go get another one. But we've got to backpedal for about a minute and enjoy this one, and then we'll get busy on the next one, unquote. Wilbon, how realistic is this?
Very realistic. Exceptionally realistic. I mean, you can go... I'm not saying that they're going to supplant everybody at the top of the league for 8 years. I'm not going there. Like, people would even say in basketball where it's more possible, oh, the Warriors are going to win six of the next. Shut up. They're not, because injuries happen more often in football than they even do in any sport, any other sport.
Yes.
So, I mean, if I know this always starts with relative health, presuming relative health for Patrick Mahomes and some of those burners. And Kansas City seems to know how to draft to fill in spots and to keep a personality. I think, yes, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the favorite odds on to start the season.
I'm just going to start with Andy Reid because everybody's happy for Andy
Reid.
Because he was going to go into the Hall of Fame, and now there's no asterisk, none whatsoever. I'm struck by how much his players like him. They loved him in Philadelphia as well. I'm struck by how much other coaches like him. I'm struck by players who leave his team who still love him. Is this realistic? Not necessarily to me.
Next year?
Football,
1 year?
Because football is a sport where you'd... Take Tom Brady out of this mix for a second.
Okay, all right.
Take him out and ask yourself, how many guys get back? All right, Aaron Rodgers has been the one.
Yeah.
Drew Brees has been the one. Ben Roethlisberger has been the three. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's been the two. I'm not sure any other active quarterback has been to more than one. And a lot of guys we know never got to any. So I'm not sure
like
that you can take this team and go back.
I like the Seattle analogy. They went back. And if they had just done this,
that's right, here
they'd have won two. And the Golden Boy would have one fewer. I know, Tony, it's hard. I'm not saying anything about it's easy. I'm just saying Kansas City, they still seem in ascension to me.
They do.
This team didn't take off until the 1st of November. I think they're going to go this way, relative health presumed, for a little while.
Were you moved at all by the fact that early in the game, Andy Reid, who'd only gone on fourth down 10 times all season, went twice on fourth and one?
It was fourth and... a yard
so
or less.
So he had no...
Not then. If it had been... Look,
okay.
He wasn't Belichick.
Okay.
He didn't go for it on his own 25 in the first quarter, which, you know, it wasn't that big.
I was surprised he didn't take the same
points.
I know
you were.
I was.
Sounds crazy to say the jury's still out on a quarterback who just led his team to the Super Bowl and whose record as a starter is 23-6, including postseason play. But after going 3-4-11 with a pick in the fourth and failing to match Mahomes... There are bound to be questions during this offseason about Jimmy Garoppolo. Tony, are you convinced that Jimmy G is the guy for the Niners?
It's interesting that you use the word convinced because, honestly, no, I'm not convinced.
Really?
I think it is likely, but I'm not convinced. That fourth quarter, what were the numbers you just gave? 3 of 11, an interception and 36 yards.
Yeah.
That hurts him. I remember saying before the game that I thought San Francisco was the better team, but I would pick Kansas City because of Mahomes. Because I knew that Mahomes could win the game if he had to, which, by the way, he did. And I wasn't sure that Garoppolo could. If he did, more power to him.
How many quarterbacks out there are you going to put close enough to Mahomes to take him ahead of Jimmy G? Let me go back to something we did last week. In the last week or so, 2 weeks, we did a bunch of happy anniversaries to John Elway. Right. Or somebody else, because John Elway was on the short end. And Elway had games where he was like 10 for 25.
That's right.
Okay. You wouldn't have said get rid of John Elway. If you did, you'd have been crazy.
No, I wouldn't have
this
done
is
that.
One bad
but John
quarter,
Elway was
Garoppolo
the overall number one pick in the draft
okay,
at one
Garoppolo,
point.
Garoppolo, he hasn't proven him. That 23-6, and he got this team to the Super Bowl. Who else would you take ahead of him?
There's a few. Well, Aaron Rodgers, you know, or something like
that. At this age?
There are. Well, he's not this age. He's in his late 30s.
Jimmy
Garoppolo looks good to me, but when you do that in the fourth quarter, it doesn't ice the deal. You back off a little bit. I think he's likely the right guy. I thought that Jared Goff in the Super Bowl wasn't as good.
I don't think
Jimmy Garoppolo was very good for three quarters, but when they needed him, they had the guy open going to the end zone on the street and threw it a little bit too far.
Okay, so Mahomes connected his longest play in the Super Bowl. He missed on that. He underthrew a guy by 6 yards.
Yes, who won?
Look.
Who won?
Look, you know what you're doing. You're going back to your sports radio talk show host roots. Where you just want to pick apart every little fiber ridiculously.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo's regular season record is outstanding.
Yeah.
I think he's likely the guy. You're asking me, was I convinced? I said, I'm not convinced.
All
Let's
right.
take a break. Coming up, did the Niners get hosed by the refs on this call against George Kittle?
Keep your hands out, Kittle. Should Tom Brady be tempted by the Raiders to do what?
Did we both have this game right? No, you said it was a close game. We both said Kansas City. You said it would be close.
Hi, I'm Kevin Negani, a head-on SportsCenter. Patrick Mahomes relives his Super Bowl MVP performance in a new interview today. Plus, Vic EV dissects top title contenders as the march towards madness heats up. And Brian Windhorst pinpoints Joel Embiid and the Sixers' struggles ahead of tonight's battle with the Heat. SportsCenter with Sage Steele and me right after PTI.
Time for Mike and I to answer your questions once we adjust them to make sure they're actually interesting.
Don't adjust.
And I will
don't
get to
say
right.
that. We edit a little bit.
Do you think George Kittle deserved the flag for offensive pass interference?
Yeah, for the most part, Tony. I mean, he got that arm extended. And when you get that arm extended as an offensive player now, a call that wasn't a call, they swallowed the whistle for 80 years, that is now called. You can see the second time he gets the arm extended, you know they're going to call it. It's an area of emphasis. They called it.
It seems to me fair that if you have a penalty for pass interference, it can't just be one way.
No.
It can't just be on the defensive player. It has to be on the offensive player. The critical aspect of this is if that's a good catch and he goes out of bounds, there's 6 seconds left. They're going to take one shot at the end zone. It's 10-10 at that point. They're going to take one shot at the end zone. If that doesn't work, they're going to kick a field goal.
No, I think you kick the field goal.
Oh. You don't think they take one shot in the end zone? Oh, I think they do. But in any case, they're going to have more points at the half. So it becomes a critical thing. My sense is, though, I agree with you. I think he pushes off, initiates a contact, and creates
but
a
just as long as everybody acknowledges, the NFL celebrated its 100th anniversary. They didn't throw the ball the first 20 years.
That's
but
right.
For the next 60, what happens there? Nothing.
Do you know what was nice,
Nothing.
Though? There were very few penalties in the game. The game moved along.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Well, the Zebras didn't get in the way. They got in the way the entirety of the regular season.
Not for this game.
Should the Raiders, and this should be a short answer, be tempting to the golden boy, Tom Brady?
I'm going to make it a little longer because I thought that Tom Brady said he was staying where he was. He does that commercial for the Hulu, and he says, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, going anywhere means I'm not retiring. I took it. That was the context I took it in.
Oh, I thought it meant I'm in front of this stadium. This is where I'm going to stay.
Maybe.
In any case, should the Raiders be tempting to him? Do the Raiders have any particular wide receivers? Because I don't know that they do. They are, at the moment, a 7-9 team in a division with Patrick Mahomes. He's pretty hard to beat. I don't know why Tom Brady wants to go to Vegas. I don't know why he wants to do that. If you tell me, well, he's grew up in Northern California, but the Raiders used to play there. They don't play there anymore,
that
so I don't know.
Close to California. The only thing tempting would be the allure of the adventure, right? I mean, you're going to play in Vegas. Yeah, you could. You're going to play in Vegas in this shiny new stadium. Everybody's going to go gaga over this thing. It's going to be an event. It's going to be great as a novelty. And then they're going to go out and get their butts kicked. If he goes from the most stable place in professional football, maybe all of professional sports, the last 20 years, to the Raiders, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get sacked 16 times in the first two games and be done.
If he thinks he can win, then he builds it all around him.
He ain't going to win there. Not big enough.
Alvin Gentry says the Pelicans need to feed the ball to Zion more. Do you agree?
I think gradually. And he's playing like 26, 27 minutes a game, something like that, Tony. And he's gotten up over 30 the last couple of games, and he's efficient. He's shooting nearly 62%. I mean, he's not taking threes, even though he hit his first four. I think he's 0 for 2 after that. I mean, he has played not like rookie of the year. He's played like an all-star in the subsequent games. So, yes, they can feed it to him, but they don't need to go crazy about this because I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And they can't approach it as if, oh, we got to make the number 8 spot by feeding Zion and breaking them down. No.
So that's interesting because it becomes pretty simple to me.
What?
Alvin Gentry has been the coach at New Orleans. This is his fifth season. He has made the playoffs one time. There is a new general manager in New Orleans who you love, David Griffin, but David Griffin didn't hire Alvin Gentry.
They used to work together. That's why this is going to work.
He didn't hire.
He's not firing
Alvin Gentry.
So if you're
Alvin Gentry and you can get Zion Williams to get you to the playoffs, that guarantees that you're not going to be fired. And I think that this is smart on Alvin Gentry's part to do it that way.
But you cannot do this to the detriment of his body. Agree?
Then extend his contract and we'll see what happens.
Stop. Is Novak Djokovic forcing you to rethink who will end up as the greatest tennis player of all time? This is directed at you.
Yeah. No, he's not forcing me. He has 17 majors.
Suppose he winds up with 22.
Can I finish my thought?
I'll just interject.
He has 17 majors. Federer has 20. Nadal has 19. As a tennis player yourself, you know that the most important majors are Wimbledon and the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
The French is third and the Australian is fourth. Okay. Djokovic has four from the Australian.
Eight.
Djokovic has eight. I'm sorry. He also has eight in combination of Wimbledon and the U.S.
Yeah.
Open. Federer has 13 in combination of the U.S. Open and Wimbledon. So get out of here on this. Djokovic is padding his record by beating old men like Nadal and Federer because there's no young great players. So, no, he doesn't move me.
That's the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard.
I thought it was good. Jeff?
It was a dreadful argument and attempt at it because each one of them, how many Wimbledons does Federer have by himself? Each one of
Wimbledon's
them
the big
dominates.
One.
I thought the U.S. Open was the big one.
No, but in combination.
No combination.
Wimbledon,
one can
US
be
Open.
The big one.
That's why Nadal certainly got 100
friends. Each one of them has superiority in a particular event.
Okay.
All right?
So
Nadal with the French. So if he goes to 22 or 23, and he winds up with more than those guys, you are going to force to or you're going to give up your podcast.
No.
Your podcast will be fraudulent. It
already is fraudulent.
No, it's not.
I do it. Enough email. Thanks for mentioning it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, an American wins the women's title at the Australian Open.
Yeah. You mean you're going to disqualify her?
No.
Damian Lillard has been dropping pennies. But the Blazers, are they even going to make the playoffs?
So isn't Zion going to beat them out? Or are they going to make it on their own?
I don't think so. I think the Blazers are going to make it.
You ought to root for your boy, Alvin Gentry.
I do root for Alvin Gentry.
You ought to agree with me on this.
Look, Lillard's my boy, too. So
how many boys can you have? Happy time. People, happy 80th birthday, Fran Tarkin.
Sir Francis!
Because of his ability to avoid and evade rushers, Tarkenton was given the nickname Fran the Scram. He played 18 years, mainly with the Vikings, who he led to three Super Bowls. He didn't win any, but he deservedly made the Hall of Fame. After his football career, Tarkenton went into the Monday Night Football booth briefly and became well-known as the very personable television host of some very successful pre-reality reality shows like That's Incredible. Well, but I know you love Fran Tarkenton.
I do. It's easy to say now, Tony, in retirement, many years after he had a 15-12-1 record against the Bears. But he didn't just kill him. Still, he was so great to watch. He was a magician, people. Go to YouTube, find Fran Tarkenton.
Happy anniversary to the Baltimore Ravens. On this day 7 years ago, the Ravens beat the 49ers in New Orleans to win Super Bowl 47. In that Super Bowl, John Harbaugh beat his brother Jim. Joe Flacco was the MVP, and as a result, got an enormous contract. Baltimore was the best team in the NFL this year, I thought. but was beaten at home by Tennessee in the playoffs. As much as we celebrated Kansas City today, I wonder if they would have taken out Baltimore in Baltimore in the playoffs.
Seems like that Super Bowl was like 3 or 4 years ago. You just said it was 7. I don't want to believe it was that long ago.
It was.
Time for the Black other Harbaugh to get back into the NFL.
Happy trails to Houston's Dejan Giroux. The Houston forward was ejected Saturday for biting a Cincinnati player during a scramble for a loose ball. That was a referee's decision. After the game, his coach, Kelvin Sampson, said he'd gone over the tape, found no evidence of a bite. Sampson said, quote, there was no bite. And yet, upon further review the next day, Sampson saw a bite
and suspended
Giroux for one game.
He bit me.
I'd have called Evander Holyfield, asked for his recommendation as to how long to suspend said biter.
Don't go there. But some action's got to be taken.
Can't bite somebody.
You can't do that.
No errors today. Run out of show. We go to the Big
Ten. Let's do it.
The Raptors set a franchise record with their 11th win in a row last night. How are they doing this?
Masai Ujiri, Nick Nurse, Lowry, and Siakam. That's the start of a wonderful ensemble.
They lost the best player.
The Raptors. The Rockets are reportedly shopping Clint Capella. Is that significant, Tony?
Well, it is to me in this regard. They would be a very small team if they got rid of Capella. And so you'd think that Daryl Morey, understanding analytics as he would think you can win if you go that small. I don't know. Damian Lillard has been averaging 48 and 10 over his last six. Yeah. That's a big deal.
He's going to get the Blazers to the playoffs. It looked like they were out of it earlier. He's going to get them at least to the eighth spot. American Sophia Kennan won the women's title at the Australian Open. Your thoughts?
I'd never heard of her until last week. I'd heard of Madison Keys and Sloane Stephens and Coco Gauff. No, congratulations. I'd never heard of her. Last one, the Sixers have fallen into sixth place in the East. Do you like them to beat the Heat tonight?
Nunn is back. The game is in Miami.
Nunn's your boy, right?
He is. Philadelphia is struggling, though. I mean, the big boy and Philadelphia struggling.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'll take the heat at home. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or
Wayne
Apple
Powers,
podcast.
Rob Tobler, American Airlines. Shout out.
Shout out. PTI.